When I fired up Skype, I got the ominous message that it was updating to improve my experience.
So oh, yeah.
Could be what's happening with Monty.
That's always a good improvement to your experience.
That makes
improve
makes
in
very
giant inverted commas.
That's like the Ebola of computer messages.
Well, Skype's the Ebola of apps, so...
It really is.
That's about right.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Skype. Snell sent me to get a free...
Yes, free call. Punch in the face by
free
Skype.
Punch in the face from Skype.
Oh, boy.
Can everybody start recording if you haven't started recording already?
Oh, no, I've been recording all of this.
Oh,
you
good.
Don't want to lose this.
This is bonus track gold mine. Oh
this
my
is
God!
For the IPO.
This is
the
huge.
Hello episode.
Yeah,
yeah. This is next year's Parsec Awards package material.
Anything we need to do or know or say before we get started?
I have literally nothing to say about any of these movies. I actually kind
oh dear,
kind of regret not picking a Halloween theme since it's October. But
yeah,
oh well.
I'm all right with that.
Hey. At least it wasn't the baseball movies.
No, that would have been okay. I have things to say about this. No, I'm gonna have a devil of a time recounting the plots here.
Well, that's just a film noir, yeah.
I was having a devil of the time recounting the plots even as I was watching the film.
Goldmine.
Is this the show?
Excuse me, I had mouthful of bourbon when you said that.
I just assume that most of the time.
Yeah, well, sure. This time it went down the wrong pipe.
It's a good one.
That's true, but still, you I think you experience some emotional fallout from that sort of thing, no matter what the motivation.
Well, he
was.
Didn't hear him land in the river, so it's okay.
Oh, Jason.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm using the logic of the film, which has none. That's what I'm saying here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Yeah. Bye-bye. Death by finishing line. Ah!
I'm always waiting for you to say, I have been and always shall be.
Always shall
You're
be,
Jason
yeah.
Snell.
No, not no.
And I
no.
continue to be Elliot yeah. Kalin.
Let's open up the mailbag.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
letters
not.
From listeners. Listeners have
no,
letters that
stop.
You can... Yeah, no.
Please stop. The cease and desist order will be in the mail.
That's right. Dan McCoy is filing his orders right now. All right. Old Movie Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Movie Club. There'll be another.
Yeah. Should have gone with the baseball.
Yeah, should have done that.
That's fine.
Now it's not topical for another 6 months.
That's no. Well, the main reason I want to do the baseball, Steve, have you ever seen Pride of the Yankees?
I have not seen Pride of the
Yankees. Oh, then we're going to watch Pride of the Yankees.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty sure I have, but I don't remember super well.
Is Cagney in it?
There are two things about Pride of the Yankees that make it delightful, and I don't want to oversell this.
Cagney
but,
references.
Spoilers.
And I've knocked my earphones out of my own ear.
Bang the drum slowly.
The two great things are Lou Gehrig's mother is a character. And she is delightful. And Walter Brennan plays the press agent who is really devoted to Lou Gehrig.
Oh, is this like the early times Little Big League with cameos aplenty by baseball stars of the day? And
no,
the only
Babe Ruth plays himself in the movie, but that's it.
Yeah.
It is
what Gary Cooper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gary Cooper is
yep,
Lou Gehrig, Gary,
and
they,
Teresa Wright.
And Teresa Wright, and she's actually quite good in it. Yeah, but Walter Brennan.
Yeah, because she's Teresa Wright.
Yeah.
Well, of course. But the Walter Brennan role is fantastical.
Is Walter Brennan-y.
Yeah. It's the most Walter Brennan role ever. And I was watching the movie and Nick Vavavoom comes on and says, Steve will have things to say about this character. I think Steve will have things to say about Lou Gehrig's mother and also...
is her performance equally nuanced as yes. Nick Vavavoom's?
Oh, yeah.
Louis! Louis! So that's why I want to inflict Pride of the Yankees on you.
I'm ready now, Phil. Why do we have to wait 7 months?
No, we don't. We should watch it. Off season.
The hot
Pride
stove
of the Yankees.
Movie club.
Find something with Cagney too. Mm-hmm. Squeeze it in.
Well, I like White Heat, but I'd have to find another movie to pair that with.
Yeah. Mm. We just need to make sure that the movies are available for viewing.
Well, yeah, that was a mistake this time.
Well, I mean, in some ways, that movie is really available for viewing.
Yeah.
Yep.
In that it's just on YouTube. Just go watch it.
No,
Kiss Me Deadly was Netflix disc available.
Right.
I don't
have
subtitles.
Oh.
Yeah,
and I couldn't actually find either one of them. I had to get them both from quote-unquote other means.
Noir is illegal in Canada.
Mm.
You know, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it is.
It is.
In Canada, it's just called black.
What happened is Estes Kefauver moved to Canada and banned all noir. That's what happened.
My screen is beach balling right now, so I don't even know if I'm recording. So
okay. Well,
what the hell is screen is beach balling?
Beach balling, it's a Mac thing.
It's a Mac thing.
I can still hear you, Phil.
I can hear me too, okay. So that's good.
Oh, well, I'm going to hang up and wish everybody a pleasant Friday night, and hopefully your recording will somehow come out.
Yes.
Oh, God, it's Friday night, isn't it?
It is Friday night.
Goodbye.
It's Saturday morning.
I know. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, chat room.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Toodles.